This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
Another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day for the House of Representatives of the United States. Well, not necessarily. More chaos. And we're going into the weekend without a speaker, even though we are, what is it now? We are 27 days away from another government shutdown, which could be a truly disastrous development for the Republicans and for the preservation of a Republican majority. Jay Cost is a visiting fellow at the American Enterprise Institute and the Center for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, which we're also delighted to be associated with. He is the author of many books, including The Price of Greatness, James Madison, Alexander Hamilton, and the Creation of American Oligarchy. He has written a piece in National Review that basically asks a question that's almost painful to pose. It's a question is, what would the framers think if they saw what was going on in the House of Representatives right now, today, over the weekend, next week? What would the people who designed the Constitution, including James Madison and Alexander Hamilton and the other founding fathers who were there in Philadelphia, would they say, yeah, this is exactly what we had in mind? So how about it, Jay? Which one of the founding fathers would be proud of what's going on right now in the House?
I struggle to think of a single one. I don't think any of them would be. I think they'd all be embarrassed.
Luther Martin of Maryland?
Maybe Luther Martin of Maryland, yeah. But that probably just because he would have been drunk, right?
Right, exactly. He was drunk most of the time, but
yeah,
these folks are not drunk, but they have bought into, and it's so good that you put attention to it in your piece in National Review, that basically believing that the other side must be destroyed, not just defeated, that the other side is evil. What's so striking to me is at this moment in history, we have illustrations of real evil in the world. It's named Vladimir Putin, and it's named Hamas. And yet there's a lot of attention on both sides of the political aisle in the House of Representatives, among Democrats and Republicans, to view the other side as evil.
Yeah, that was an underlying point that I was getting at, and I appreciate the way you articulated it. I actually have a new book out just out this month. It's called Democracy or Republic: The People and the Constitution. And the argument in that book, and this article was derived from it, the argument in my book is that the purpose of the Constitution is to facilitate the discovery of consensus among the American people. That is the point of the separation of powers, the difference between the House and the Senate. The point is to find common ground. Now, in practice, does that mean that we have to, as conservatives, give up our principles? No, it doesn't. But what it does mean, what it does suggest, I think, is an underlying constitutional virtue that's not stated in the Constitution, but I think it's there. And that is, as you suggested, that as Jefferson put it in his first inaugural, not all differences of opinion are differences in principle, that we have to be willing to, at the very least, see our political opponents as people primarily who happen to disagree with us. And that is not something that either side does today.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those obvious problems. And then you look at the House of Representatives. What do you think happens? I mean, this $100 billion, pardon me, that the president asked for last night to aid Israel and to aid Ukraine. This is urgent. There's an urgent need I assume you agree that it would be a major disaster politically for Republicans and a major disaster economically for every American if we had another government shutdown right now. It's really not a great time for it, is it?
No, it's not. And also it would be a waste of the opportunity that Republicans possess as controlling a third of the government. And controlling the House to bend the policy needle in a conservative direction, not to get everything you want, but, you know, maybe to get some, drive some policy changes on the southern border, for instance, to reel in the president's, you know, his de facto rewriting of the law down there. But, you know, that's the way politics works. It's about, you know, you scratch my back, I scratch yours. And it's just, it really seems to me, I mean, I really think the background here, and like, let's just be very plain here, is that Matt Gaetz has been and continues to be planning a bid for the Florida governorship in 2026. That's what he's doing. That's what this is about. And he did, and he pulled this trigger now as a way, you know, probably had been planning to do it the entire time and planning to do it, you know, looking for pretense to do it as a way to signal to disaffected conservative voters, look, I'm the king of the anti-establishment. I'm the king of the insurgency. Like, so what's really going on here, I think, this is not simply a question of, you know, failure to compromise, but also just selfish political ambition, you know, ahead of the public good. Really, really, I think just some dirty politics.
Well, there is that. And Matt Gaetz, of course, he still has these problems with the Ethics Committee, which has not entirely stopped the investigation of Congressman Gaetz. Is there a name that comes forward? I know the Democrats have been talking about, they talked about Angus King and Mitt Romney and Elizabeth Cheney, Liz Cheney, as all potential speakers of the House. That's not going to work either. Who could work, do you think, Jay Cost?
You know, that is a great question. I think that the way forward is they're just going to have to vote. The House Republican Conference is just going to have to vote. And this is going to have to be a question of consensus by discovery. I just saw just before I came on air with you that Tom Emmer, who's the third, I think he's the chair of the House Republican Conference, is running. And, you know, ultimately what we're going to need here is we're going to need 217 congressional Republicans to rally around one of these men or women who is, for the most part, eminently conservative. That's what we need. We need 217 of them to just accept not their first choice, maybe not their second, but somebody. That is the essence of politics, or it's what it's supposed to be. Nobody gets everything they want. We have to compromise a little bit at the margins. You know, I feel like, honestly, that they had already done that with Kevin McCarthy. I mean, at this point, he's the number one vote getter. He's probably got 210 votes secure. You know, Scalise couldn't get that. Jordan, obviously, I think Jordan peaked at 201, 200. So 217 are just going to have to take half a loaf and call it a day.
And you think that there's a realistic possibility they go back to Kevin McCarthy and basically say, never mind about firing you?
You know, I had thought about, you know, I'd wondered about that, but I think, of course, the problem with that is that it's of the eight or so Republicans who bolted, I think four of them would have to say, oops. And, you know, in my experience, the last type of human being on the face of the earth who's willing to admit they made a mistake is a politician. So I'm sort of doubtful that you could get some of the rebels to admit that they screwed up.
Well, I'll tell you, there's a contribution for seeing all of this, at least in some of the perspective of the Founding Fathers, in the fine piece by Jay Cost at the National Review. It's posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. why the framers would deride our era of political spectacle, for reasons we just discussed. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, there was a stunning report in Hotline, which is a publication of National Journal, which took a look at the upcoming debate that is going to be taking place not too far from now. It's a debate where President Trump on that night, which is going to be coming up, It's November 8th is when they're supposed to have the debate in Miami, which is closer than you might think. There are two things that are kind of surprising. Well, one of them not maybe so surprising. Former President Trump will not attend the debate. He will hold a rally in Florida on the night of the third Republican presidential debate this month, his campaign announced today. While some of Trump's big-name rivals are debating in Miami on November 8th, the president will hold a rally with supporters at Hialeah, located roughly 15 miles away. And I guess the idea of that is to say that the exchange of ideas between the small fry, these shrimps, these political midgets, is not going to be as compelling as listening to the great one ramble on for more than 2 hours, which he has been doing recently, in his rally 15 miles away. The shocking thing that was covered, as I mentioned, by Hotline, is that right now that debate stage is not going to be that crowded, assuming that Trump doesn't go. They're talking about only three candidates who have qualified, because the qualifications go up. You have to have more people who have contributed. You have to do better in more individual state polls. And right now, there are only three candidates who have qualified. One, of course, is Ron DeSantis. Another one is Nikki Haley. And the third one is Vivek Ramaswamy. But no Doug Burgum, no Chris Christie, no Tim Scott. The Tim Scott campaign has also been pulling back on some of its advertising investments, leading people to believe that Tim Scott may be pulling out of the race sometime soon. A lot of urging that he do that and throw his support to Nikki Haley, who increasingly looks like she might be the most serious alternative to President Trump. Meanwhile, in Israel, the entire nation, and as I mentioned, I spent a good deal of time last night talking to family, to cousins, and my brother, and who are experiencing this tension of not knowing when the troops and tanks are going to move into Gaza to try to free hostages, if at all possible, and trying most of all to destroy the Hamas infrastructure so they can never do something again like they did on October 7th. This was what the Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, he was wearing body armor and he was in the field with the soldiers. He's somebody who had a remarkable military record with Sayat Matkal, with one of the most elite commando units in the army. So the troops suggest to have welcomed him, regardless of their politics, enthusiastically. And here's what he said to those troops in the field. Clip 21.
We are going to win full force. The entire people of Israel is standing behind you, and we will give the blow to our enemies so we get to victory. Victory.
And meanwhile, the victory is one of those things that CNN was trying to cover. Sarah Sidner was reporting from the West Bank when an individual in the West Bank, Palestinian individual, got in her face and basically didn't like the fact that she was reporting anything from the West Bank. Clip 3.
Because this is kind of where the clashes happen. So, all right.
You are genocide supporters. Okay. You are not welcome here. Genocide supporters. CNN. CNN. Genocide supporters.
All right. But you see that people are very angry. They do not like the way in which that CNN has been reporting the story. You hear that. But this is, we're fine.
Okay. And meanwhile, while there is objection about CNN reporting the story from the, quote, Palestinian street in the West Bank, there is a very different reaction here in the United States. Somebody that I know and work with at Newsweek, Batya Unger Sargon, was extremely concerned about the way that the mainstream American media initially reported that hospital blast that created a fire and allegedly killed 500 people, though those numbers are almost certainly fallacious. Here is clip 11.
So after committing the worst atrocities against Jews since the Holocaust, the organization that was involved in dismembering children alive in front of their parents sent out a memo to the American press corps 10 days later in which they said Israel had killed 500 Palestinians by bombing a hospital. None of that turned out to be true. Israel did not bomb the hospital. The hospital is still standing, and we don't know how many people were killed, but it certainly wasn't 500. But our press corps, like the stenographers of terrorists that they are, simply repeated this lie. The New York Times, CNN, MSNBC, the Washington Post, the BBC, the AP repeated Hamas's lie word for word. Why did they do this? Because they're all educated at elite institutions where they get woke mind virus. They cannot tell right from wrong. They cannot tell truth from falsehood. And they simply lie and lie because to them, Israel is the oppressor, and they spent 10 days having to describe atrocities against Jews, and they were just desperate to get Israel back into the oppressor position of the bad guy.
Woke mind virus, stenographers for terror. There's a lot of passion there. There is also criticism that poured in for some of the media from Chuck Schumer. Listen, in an online interview. Well, when we come back from the break, and we're also going to be talking about the way that the Middle East crisis has reshuffled the U.S. presidential election deck. Coming up.
Show MichaelMedved.com. More of Michael Medved in a moment.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
USA News Update. Hamas is releasing two U.S. hostages, an American mother and daughter, on humanitarian grounds, specifically due to the poor health of the mother. The action follows mediation efforts from Qatar. Two Americans have been handed over to the Red Cross. President Biden announced from the White House today that humanitarian aid is set to start flowing into Gaza in the coming days.
And I believe that within the next 24 to 48 hours, the first 20 trucks will come across the border.
He stated that he secured commitments from Israel and Egypt to open the Rafah border crossing connecting Egypt to Gaza. Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan has withdrawn his candidacy for Speaker of the House. The decision comes after a confidential GOP ballot earlier today and follows his three consecutive losses in voting on the House floor this week. With Jordan's withdrawal, the Republican conference is currently without a nominee. John Schaefer, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage, and you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Michael Medved Show.
And yes, with confrontations involving international terror actually raising their ugly head all around the world right now, particularly in the Middle East, but back here at home, for those of us who live in Washington State, there is a new plan to increase the I-405 tolls, and people know how much and how important the I-405 is running along the east side of Lake Washington. The tolls are going to be increased to $8,640 per year, with tolling expanded to weekends, too. Okay, it sounds unbelievable because that represents about 10% of the typical yearly income of a Washingtonian. What is going on? We speak about that with our friends from the Washington Policy Center. Mark Harmsworth was elected to the State House of Representatives here in Olympia, where he served two terms. His focus was transportation and technology. Mark Harmsworth, they have to be kidding, right? $8,000 per year, more than $700 per month, to pay for tolls to use the I-405. How is this supposed to work?
Well, thanks for having me on. But yeah, they're not kidding. And the process that the state goes through to set tolls is run by a group of folks called the Washington State Transportation Commission, the WSTC. And they meet and they discuss, because the legislature doesn't want the responsibility of jacking up the tax, and they talk about how much they need. And if you remember, originally these tolls were put in up to a maximum of $10 from Linwood down to Bellevue, and it was supposed to generate enough revenue that they would be able to take some of that money and put it back into the corridor to make improvements. And what's happened over the last 5 years since it's been implemented is they're losing money, and now they're going to have to increase the toll to actually get some money to run the system. It literally is costing more to run the toll lanes today than they're bringing in from folks actually using them. Not only is it $18 is where they're going to go to on 4 or 5, as you've already mentioned, extending it to the weekends as well, and that's from 5 a.m. to 8 p.m., they're also creating two new zones. One is from Bellevue to Renton, and then the last zone, which currently is tolled at $9, is from Renton down to Puyallup. So if you're an unfortunate person who has to commute from Everett to Puyallup each day, and there's 2% of the drivers on 4 or 5 that do that, you could end up paying a maximum of $54, three sets of 18 to get down there, and then three sets of 18 back if it's congested, which works out at $26,000 a year. It's even worse.
Wait, that's $54 for each trip?
Yeah, at the maximum toll. So if the corridor is so congested that you end up paying $18 from Linwood to Bellevue, $18 from Bellevue to Renton, and then $18 from Renton down to Puyallup. Right now there's $9 on the 167 corridor. So, yeah, $54 one way. That's the maximum toll.
Okay, so is there any movement to try to overturn or trim back this additional money?
Well, the Washington State Transportation Commission is a non-elected body. And you can give them feedback. So right now what they're doing is a study, which we know is a euphemism in government for we're going to do this, but we're going to make out like we're going to include the public. But if you start writing to these folks and expressing your opinion, whether you like the toll or not, I suspect probably not, but advocate your position to them and say this is ridiculous, and they need to find another way of paying for the system if that's what they want to do. They're going to use this money to build more toll lanes. That's what they're going to use it for. And folks need to be engaged and just talk to this group and express their opinion about it.
Okay, is the main goal here to have less cars on our highways, or is the goal simply to pay for the tolling apparatus they've already installed?
I think it's both. The money that they're collecting right now is paying for the setup and all the equipment, all the overhead gantries and so on. And they're going to want to start replacing them probably in the next 5 years with upgraded and newer versions. But your point about getting people out of cars, I know folks over at Washington State Department of Transportation who have quietly told me that that's one of their unstated goals, is to get people out of cars into buses and onto the trains, which is why they've shifted their emphasis away from spending money on fixing the roads and moving to carbon taxes and tolls, because they're not 18th Amendment protected, which means they have to be spent on fixing the roads, so they can spend it on transit and then go to this utopian view of a high density where they can have you on the state-run buses and trains. So that ultimately is where it's going to go with the way they've got this going right now.
Now, I know that not on all of the 405, but on part of the 405, you have a choice between using toll lanes and using the untolled highway. You make the point that the untolled highway, it's already jammed, but with the raise in toll rates, it would become much more so, much more difficult to get to wherever it is you want to go on time, right?
Yeah, and if you're somebody who maybe you've accepted the $10 toll and you've been paying that once in a while, and I use the lane once in a while if I have to get somewhere quickly and everything's jammed up, but now you're looking at it thinking it's $18, you're going to get back into that general purpose lane because you will not or you cannot afford the $18, and that's the choice. Those lanes will become more congested until the speeds are found increasing in the toll lanes, but WashDOT has not built, and the legislature ultimately is responsible for this, has not built enough road in Washington State. We need to add general purpose capacity to the 5 and 405 corridors, and they're not planning for it. They're not thinking about novel ways to add more capacity for the general user. So their solution is to basically toll you out of driving to work to make it so expensive that you have to get on a bus or some other way of getting to work, which is going to be extremely inconvenient for some people and make life very difficult.
Well, what about the wildly expensive light rail, where all of that was supposed to reduce pressure on our highways? Why hasn't that worked?
The light rail right now is only up to Linwood. I just don't see that being a viable option for moving significant numbers of people based on WSDOT's and Sound Transit's own numbers. You're talking about less than 2% of the trips taken to downtown Seattle from Everett or from the other way in Pierce County are going to be on light rail. Plus, you've got all of the issues around crime, the lack of enforcement. We're hearing almost daily now, unfortunately, about people being hurt, stabbed, and shot on these vehicles. And since the pandemic, we've seen initially a 70% reduction in transit use. We're right now around 30 to 40% reduction in transit use from prior to the pandemic, because people don't want to get on there because they're afraid. And it's not a safe place to be, and it's not a solution for people. It's a mobility inhibitor, and I just don't see, and it's also very expensive to run, I just don't see that being a viable option in the future.
Do you know offhand how many billions, or it's actually tens of billions of dollars, we've spent on the light rail so far?
The original cost for Sound Transit 3 was, I believe, $56 billion. But when you add in the additional billions for interest, it takes you up way over $100 billion. So what we're talking about here is we actually went to the moon for less money. Of course, I'm being facetious a little bit there because of inflation, but we went to the moon for less money than we did from Everett to Seattle.
Uh-huh, but the traffic is less prohibitive going to the moon.
That is correct.
Folks should go to our website, michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for the Washington Policy Council. It's at Washington Policy Center. It is one of the great resources we have fighting for sanity in this state. We'll be right back. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for Amfed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call Amfed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
groom? Now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
All across America, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, the Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, just moments ago, has confirmed that two American hostages who had been held by the Hamas terrorist organization have been released. But there are still Americans who are unaccounted for and presumed being held by the Hamas. This is Secretary of State Blinken.
Two American citizens held by Hamas since October 7th were released. These two Americans are now safely in the hands of Israeli authorities in Israel. We expect a team from the U.S. Embassy to see them very shortly. Over the coming hours, they'll receive any support and assistance they need. And, of course, we're very anxious to be able to reunite them with their loved ones. We welcome their release. We share in the relief that their families, friends, and loved ones are feeling. But there are still 10 additional Americans who remain unaccounted for in this conflict. We know that some of them are being held hostage by Hamas, along with an estimated 200 other hostages held in Gaza. They include men, women, young boys, young girls, elderly people from many nations. Every single one of them should be released.
And obviously, they should be released. They must be released. And is this one of the reasons for the delay of the Israeli move to basically clear away the terrorist infrastructure that Hamas has established in Gaza? Part of what any presumed military mission would mean would be trying to do something to destroy the system of tunnels, which is supposed to be have more tunnels in it than the New York subway system, which is a lot, all built underground for the purposes of sheltering Hamas. And obviously it's dangerous. It's dangerous to go in, and particularly to fighting people within tunnels that are probably booby-trapped. And the effort to prepare people, the military, as much as possible, is also contributing to the delay in the expected ground incursion into Gaza. Meanwhile, just moments ago, Representative Patrick McHenry, who is the Speaker pro tem of the House of Representatives. That means he is as close to being Speaker as anyone. He spoke to the media and he said House Republicans will return at 6:30 p.m. Eastern time, so it's just a little bit after the show, for a candidate forum, and then they will return Monday at 6:30 p.m. Okay, so they've already gone home for the weekend, and they'll have a Monday candidate forum, and they'll hold an election on Tuesday morning at 9 a.m. The space and time for a reset is an important thing for House Republicans. Okay, this is the audio explanation of what they're doing. Listen.
House Republicans will return on Monday at 6:30 p.m. for a candidate forum, followed by an election process on Tuesday morning at 9 a.m. The reason why I made that decision is we need space and time for candidates to talk to other members. It's fair to say that Leader Scalise wasn't given adequate time. He had 24 hours to campaign. I don't think that was right for him. Our nominee, Jordan, was given a little more time. Not right for him. The conference made a decision that we're going to move forward with a new speaker nominee today. But the space and time for a reset is, I think, an important thing for House Republicans.
Okay, that pushes the earliest possible date for actually electing a new speaker to October 23rd, I believe. And it's November 17th. They are supposed to put things together to do something that basically cost Kevin McCarthy his speakership, which is to take the necessary steps together with Democrats to keep the government operating and to prevent a government shutdown in the midst of economic and political and worldwide security threats. Kevin McCarthy actually spoke to reporters at the Capitol just before going home this evening. This is the former Speaker of the House assessing where Republicans stand at the moment. Listen.
But why won't you say what you think?
We
are in a very bad place right now, yes.
When are you going to this conference?
I think we conference at 1.
No, actually, that conference is going to be on, what is it? It's Monday. And part of what they're dealing with is there was one enthusiastic supporter for Jim Jordan, and a lot of the people who are very, very enthusiastic about Donald Trump returning to the White House are, of course, strongly supporting Jim Jordan. He didn't come close to making it. He fell more than 20 votes short this time of actually getting himself elected as Speaker. So there was an angry constituent who left the following threatening voicemail for the wife of a Republican congressman who had publicly opposed Jim Jordan for Speaker. For an inside House of Representatives deal, there's a lot of passion here. This is what that phone call sounded like.
So listen, you're going to keep getting calls and emails. I'm putting all your information over the Internet now. Everybody else is. And you will not be left alone because your husband, Jim Jordan, or more conservative, or you're going to be molested like you can't ever imagine. And again, non-violently, you won't go to the beauty parlor. Now, you must be a to marry a ugly mother like that.
Okay, this is just what you want to hear from constituents or observers. There's meanwhile also the question of the media and their handling of the hospital, the supposed purported hospital bombing in Israel. And I mentioned Chuck Schumer actually was very critical of some of the media handling. This is the Senate Majority Leader in an online interview.
Regret the loss of any life, any innocent life. Now there's proof put out by the Israelis that the rocket, of course, was not from the from Israel, but rather was from one of the Palestinian groups that works with Hamas. And this is what Israel's up against. Israel didn't put out a statement immediately because they were checking it. They wanted the truth. Hamas immediately said, oh, the IDF did it. They lied through their teeth. And, you know, for 6 hours, the world blamed Israel unfairly. Now the word is getting out, and I think all of us have an obligation to get that proof out that the IDF showed about that. But in any case...
On the other side of things, Meghan McCain, who still identifies herself as a Republican... she is called for Arizona State University, which had a longtime connection to her family, to take a stance on the Israel-Hamas war. What does that mean? Well, it means reacting to some of the more crazy protesters who are insisting in their protest about the elimination of Israel. Listen.
I spoke to Megan. She said she acknowledges students' right to speech, though in this scenario, she just believes this protest is anti-Semitic and is hate speech. She also feels the university would not allow this type of rally if it was related to other controversial topics. Over the summer, ASU came under fire by state Republican lawmakers for allegedly coercing students not to attend an event where high-profile conservatives were speaking.
My comment would be, would you be comfortable with a Klan rally being held on your campus? Would you be comfortable with a rally celebrating, you know, Asian hate crimes against women?
And yet you are comfortable with a rally celebrating the murderous hate crimes, which are not just insulting, but deadly by Hamas. And for those people who say it wasn't celebrated, when you chant things like all glory to our resistance fighters, that's glorifying. Speaking of glorifying, we'll be speaking to Daniel Henninger of the Wall Street Journal about how the situation in the Middle East has reshuffled the U.S. presidential election deck. Plus two remarkable films to review and more coming up in this greatest nation on God's Green Earth.
Hey, want to feel young again? Are you tired, run down, have aches and pains, brain fog? This is science-based, not hype or fancy marketing. It really works. Carbon 60 helps detoxify your body on the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. It's like a bottle of electrons, helping your body to function better. You can also apply it on your skin, topically, over muscles, joints, or organs. Most people feel results within minutes. This is not a drug. It's organic carbon. Feel better today. About 95% of our users report more energy and clarity of mind within 10 days. Give us a call at Gruska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.